Scientists in the US have discovered a way to recreate the condition polycystic kidney disease using stem cells in a culture dish. It means they can grow mini kidney organoids that develop changes identical to the real human disease. In patients with polycystic kidney disease, which can't currently be treated or prevented apart from with a kidney transplant, the million or so tiny tubes in each kidney that filter blood swell up to form massive cysts, which ultimately compromise kidney function. The new culture system means that the Seattle-based researchers can now begin to screen thousands of potential drug molecules to find ways to prevent the disease from progressing.
My name is Benjamin Friedman. I'm an assistant professor at the University of Washington and a Naked Scientist listener. So polycystic kidneys are really remarkable to look at. They're much larger, you know, two or three times the size of a normal kidney. And instead of having the smooth surface of the normal kidney, which is around the size of a fist, you now have a very large kidney around the size of a football with these big balloon-like sacs coming off of it. And the cyst tissue is crowding out the healthy tissue, and the kidney's also scarring up so that eventually the whole organ fails. It's the most common genetic cause of kidney failure, and it's inherited from parent to child. So if a parent has the disease, the child has a 50% chance of getting the disease. So it affects about one in every 600 people on the planet.
Gosh, that is common, isn't it? So how have you attempted to understand more about the disease process?
So we've been using a new system. It's a human cell-based system to model and understand what's happening in this disease. So we take stem cells, we differentiate them into what we call little mini kidney organoids, and we've altered the stem cells with gene editing so that they have mutations in the genes that cause PKD.
Right, so you're effectively able to confer on stem cells a PKD, polycystic kidney disease-like state, and then you grow these stem cells into mini kidneys in dishes. So do the mini kidneys in the dish then get the mini kidney equivalent of polycystic kidney disease?
That's very well said. The mini kidneys in the dish get the mini kidney equivalent of polycystic kidney disease. And what this looks like is that instead of forming tight little tubules, some of the tubules grow much larger and form these sacs of fluid or cysts.
What are you doing with this model? How are you using it? And what's it taught you about what's going on in a patient?
So the fun thing about cells in a dish is that you can change almost anything around them. So what we're doing right now is adding things into the system or taking them out of the system and seeing how that affects the formation of these cysts from our mini kidneys. And that's teaching us fundamental things about how the disease could be operating. One of the things that we noticed when we were looking at the cyst formation is that the tubules in the dish had a tendency to peel off. And then after they peeled off a little bit, they would expand more. So we tried to take the whole organoid off the plate and put them in these floating cultures where they're not attached to anything. And lo and behold, what we saw is that the cysts formed much more efficiently under this condition when there was nothing holding the whole tubule in place. And this was something that was only happening in the PKD organoids, but didn't happen to the ones that hadn't been gene edited.
Presumably then, if you know that and you know that you can make this form, this polycystic effect in a dish, you could now begin to try some drugs and various molecules to see if you can slow down the process or even reverse it.
Absolutely. One of the beauties of the system is that you can really just pipette in tens or hundreds or even hundreds of thousands of drugs at a time. And that's exactly what we're now doing in the lab to follow up on this work. We've got one example of this in our recent study in Nature Materials, where we pipetted in a drug that activates a certain pathway in the organoids, and we saw that very rapidly the organoids swelled up and formed cysts. So that's a nice confirmation that this approach can actually work and show effects.
Albeit that you made the disease worse in that instance, not better. So now you're looking for the reverse effect. You want to find ways to slow it down.
Well, as you know, Chris, a lot of the way that scientists learn about disease is by first making things worse. If we can make things worse, then at least we can learn what not to do, and we get a sense of how the pathway is working, and then we can try to do the opposite and actually cure the effect. And obviously, that's the holy grail here.
Ben Friedman from the University of Washington in Seattle, and listener to us here on 5 Live Science, of course. That discovery just came out in the journal Nature Materials.